Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Freffy Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 74th Venice International Film Festival. I'm with Paul Schrader, Ethan Hawke and Amanda Seyfried, director and protagonist of First Reform. So welcome, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
So first of all, I read that you've been wanting to do a transcendental and spiritual film for a while, but then you decided that it was about time. Why? Now?
It was something I was interested in. I'm sorry, these are the kind of films I was interested in when I was a critic and always been interested in, just thought I would not ever actually make one. I was too interested in, you know, sex and violence. And then, you know, getting older and start to think about it and said, you know, I think it's time for me to do a film about the spiritual life. My kind of film about the spiritual life. Some other people might think it else, but at least it was to me.
And were you influenced by, I don't know, the film made me think about some references, Ingmar Bergman, obviously, Winter Light, and, you know, Scandinavian films such as Orde by Dreyer that you wrote about. So how much of these influences were in the film?
Well, there's quite a few in there. I mean, we should make a 3D version where all of the footnotes come out. And you can see all the references. A lot of term papers will probably be written about this film. Because it's ideal for young film students to show off how erudite they are. Yes, there are a lot of references.
Ethan, you said that you were waiting for a role like this for a while now. So how did you embark in this process, in this journey through faith and questioning faith and, you know, society?
There's a wonderful exercise that Paul gave me, which is my character keeps a journal. And so for the sake of the movie, I had to write all the journals out so that we could photograph them. And it's kind of obvious, but it's something you should do for every movie is write your character's journal. It seems kind of, it's like a acting exercise from, you know, I don't know, grade school or something. But it was really helpful. Think about, as far as putting your character's inner life in your own handwriting, so they start to become symbiotic. It was a great entry experience.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, someone in the production suggested that we get a hand double. I said, no, the actors love to do this. You don't understand. He'll hit me if I try to take it away from him.
Exactly.
Amanda, I heard that you were pregnant while playing pregnant. Do you feel that this thing sort of changed the way you felt the character? How was for you this process?
It was unlike anything I'd ever done before. I mean, it was the baby was such a character in the film, and I was really carrying a real baby, so it was like super grounding to have that. I mean, it's just, you don't get that very often. So, I don't know. I just thought it would made everything have more depth, if that's possible, while I was shooting it. And it made the whole experience for everybody kind of... I remember you pulling me aside and saying, you know, this is like, she's really... She's part of this.
And in the movie, yeah.
It's true. It was really a blessing.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
We have no more time.
Yes.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.